Major breaking news in AI. Anthropic, which has been kind of the second biggest AI model after ChatGPT for quite a long time. They'd raised a ton of money. They recently have been passed by Inflection, so they're probably more closer to round or the third place. But in any case, they have officially launched their ChatGPT competitor, which is really, really big news if you're in the AI space. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about what Anthropic's new Claude 2 model can do. We've been able to see it for a little while on Po.com, which is Quora's kind of AI model center where you can test out a bunch of different AI models. But that's been the only consumer way to actually access Claude up until this point. And I think they're doing that intentionally to kind of test it. But they have officially launched to the public. You can use Claude on their website. And so I think this is a really big step. I want to break down everything that Claude can do that ChatGPT can't. But before I do that, I do want to say, coming on the heels of ChatGPT, obviously they have a big, they have big shoes to fill, right? Like they can't just come and say, hey, look, we can do the same thing as ChatGPT and hope to get any sort of market share, obviously, because everyone already uses ChatGPT, we're already signed up and using it. So they have to go above and beyond and do a lot more. And I think that's been the challenge. Perhaps that's one reason that has kind of pushed them to not actually be able to launch as soon. And recently, I think something that did help is that they were able to get a few $100 million from Google's cloud division. So I believe that they are plugged right into Google Cloud. And interestingly enough, Anthropic does have a, you know, semi-controversial background. I mean, it's not as bad as Anthropic's theology or ideology of, you know, humans not being as important as animals. But Anthropic, of course, is famously funded in part by FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried, who is, you know, been arrested for running essentially a massive Ponzi scheme. That's my opinion, not investment advice. Don't sue me. But of course, the FTX exchange collapsed, but they did lead around investing hundreds of millions of dollars into Anthropic before their exchange kind of collapsed. And so I think Anthropic is happy that they were, you know, able to close that and get that money before before the whole thing went bust. So Anthropic was kind of funded off of that, which a lot of people have called controversial. But overall, I think the tech that they have is pretty powerful and very interesting. So I want to talk about what they can do. The first thing to know is that this new GPT competitor is only available in the US and the UK for public testing at the moment. So if you're in those two areas, you can try it. I will say something really impressive about Claude 2 is the fact that it can summarize up to 75,000 words. This is a massive difference from ChatGPT that has a 3,000 word limit, like, right, orders of magnitude. This is more than 10x, right? And so it is almost, you know, this is more than 20x what ChatGPT-4 can do. So this is really, really big. And that actually has a lot of really powerful use cases that I want to talk about in a second. But really quickly, something else that I think is really important is the fact that Claude 2's knowledge cutoff is in the early 2023s. So, you know, GPT-4 has September 21. It doesn't know anything that happened after that. This one seems a lot more fresh because it's, you know, this year, relatively early this year, it has kind of its knowledge cutoff. And so you get just a little bit more updated information, not perfect, of course, like there's things that have happened in the last handful of months, but it does have a little bit more accurate, more updated info. I wonder if ChatGPT or GPT-4 is going to try to feed some updated info into their model, or if they're just going to keep that hard cutoff date. In any case, Claude 2 also outperforms GPT on the GRE writing, on human eval coding, and bar exam. So it, you know, they have a number of areas where they've obviously, prior to launching, have tested and really focused on making sure that they were doing better than ChatGPT. Of course, you know, this platform can't be just as good as GPT-4. It has to be better. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to get users who are already, you know, on that platform. So I think that's a big thing for them. Another really interesting thing it has, just this week we had ChatGPT announced Code Interpreter, which allows it to run code and kind of interpret code right on in GPT-4. And so Claude 2 does have very similar abilities to ChatGPT's Code Interpreter. And I'll talk a little bit about some of those use cases in a minute. But one thing that I think is absolutely massive is the ability for it to import an entire PDF document and have it like read the document and work on it. This is something that GPT-4 does not do, right? It only does whatever you give it in the text prompt. So this is, you're able to upload entire documents very easily, and you're able to upload multiple documents and ask it questions about them, which is really cool. And then the last thing I wanted to say as far as just features on this thing from a high level is that it's around 5 times cheaper than GPT-4 for developers to use, which is pretty significant, especially when you're a company that's kind of focusing on your margins and you do a lot of, you're really heavy on AI. These API calls to these different companies can be pretty expensive. It can be a big chunk of your revenue. And so being able to make something 5 times cheaper definitely is a big draw. If they have a lot of really cool uses that GPT-4 doesn't do, and then they're cheaper, like that's kind of where they have to be in order to get people over to their platform. But that is a pretty compelling draw for people to go over and actually try this new Claude 2 platform. So I was looking at what Claude 2 was kind of capable of doing. And one really interesting use case I saw in their demo, they are demoing it, and they essentially said this to it. They said, "I am a scientist or a science enthusiast. Can you explain the importance of the first included paper? Describe its exciting new results to me in simple terms. For the second paper, please make a 2-column markdown table for me of the section headings in the paper and a corresponding detailed highlight from each section." Then they upload 2 separate PDF documents into Claude 2, and then it is able to essentially generate exactly what it's looking for. It's able to generate something describing the results from the first scientific paper. It's able to do the 2-column markdown table from based off of the second paper. And so I think what's amazing here is the fact that you can not only put PDFs in there, because that alone is really cool, but you can put multiple in there and ask it to compare them, contrast them, see the differences, pull something out of one, pull something out of another. You're able to get like a lot of really rich detail. Like, this is absolutely an incredible use case for so many people. Scientists, people that work with data are going to love this, because you can put spreadsheets, you can put PDFs, you can put all sorts of data into this thing, and it will just, and then ask it questions about that data. And I think that people have been making use cases with GPT-4 that can do some sort of similar versions of this, but this is really taking it to the next level, especially with the fact that you can put 75,000 words and have it, you know, review them into this thing. So I've seen it. I've seen people post and does it very fast. So I've seen people post the entire text of The Great Gatsby into Anthropic. And then they changed one word in it, republished it, put it in there, and said, "Hey, find the one word difference or whatever," and is able to locate where something had been changed. And it did it very, very quickly. So it's really good with these like kind of massive document sizes. So if you're doing really big studies that have a ton of data papers that are super dense, this is an awesome way to handle that. That's one amazing use case. Another really amazing use case I'm seeing out of Claude 2 is working with code. So similar to, you know, something you could do with GPT-4 with their code interpreter, you can work with code in Claude 2. And this is what something interesting I saw someone recently do on their demo. They essentially said, "Can you help?" Okay, so pretty much they said, "What does this file do?" They uploaded a file, which was a JS file, and they said, "What does it do?" And then Anthropic said, or Claude said, "This map.js file renders an interactive world map visualization using d3.js. Some key things it does," and then it listed out some key things that this thing did. But essentially, the code that they gave it was a giant, you can kind of imagine like a giant interactive map of the globe with all the different countries in it, right? And after it kind of gave a description of what the file did, they next asked Claude to write code that added a mouse over to their interactive map. So they said, "Can you help add a mouse over tooltip that will display the value of a similar score column with the title similarity score?" It then did that very quickly, and it pulled off the whole thing. They were able to copy and paste the code, and they were able to run the whole thing. Now, that being said, they did copy and paste it somewhere and run it on, a local host. So I'd be curious to see if eventually they'll allow you to run code on their platform. That would be something kind of interesting. But it was, they were able to do it. They ran the code and it worked. It was fully functional. They had the full, they had the full map. And when they hovered over every single country, they had a similarity score, which is based off of something in their data. And you were able to hover over pretty much every country and and, you know, see this kind of interactive map, which is really cool. So it's really fun when you can, like, upload your code and then ask them what it does to make sure it's doing the right thing, and then ask it to do, you know, make some sort of change to it. They make some sort of change and they ran the thing and it actually worked. So overall, I think this is really, really exciting. My big takeaway right here is, you know, some people are going to be like, oh, well, I don't know. They're going to say there's pros and cons of GPT-4 and Claude. And of course, that's the way it should be. But as is, Claude 2 does a lot of things that GPT-4 cannot do. It does a lot of really impressive, really cool things. And I think the overall takeaway here is that this is a big win for AI. This is a big win for the AI industry. And it's consumers who are going to win at the end of the day here, because the more competition we have in this space, the faster AI development will happen, and the better tools and products we'll have. So overall, I think this is a really big win for everybody. I'm really excited. I'm going to do a more of a deep dive on this in the future, similar to things I've done with tools like Inflections, Pi, where I kind of tested some of its, you know, ethical theories, and we found out that Inflections Pi model values a bee's life just as the same value of a human life, which is very concerning, especially if we're going to integrate that into any healthcare or military applications. And so, you know, we've been trying to raise awareness around that. I've been reaching out on tweeting at people from the team over there, talking to them over on LinkedIn, trying to get them to fix that in their AI model. We'll do something similar to that with Claude and kind of run it through the ringer and test it as well. But in the meantime, I think from a performance perspective, overall, Anthropic does a lot of really powerful things with their new Claude 2 model that, like, frankly speaking, this is what you would expect to see out of, like, a first tier AI model. When you're looking at, like, Inflection, and their goal is to be like, their goal is to be everyone's personal assistant. But when you try it, it's kind of just a chatbot that is, like, someone could argue it's more empathetic, but also it's terrifying because it doesn't value your life more than an animal's. So aside from that fact, it's really just a chatbot. It doesn't do a lot of these cool features with big text uploads, you know, data analysis. It doesn't do some of these code implications and use cases. So I would have expected, with the amount of money that that Inflections Pi has raised, they'd be able to do something more like this out of Anthropic's Claude 2. And overall, big kudos to the team at Anthropic. I think you did a really good job pulling off something that is more powerful use cases for some things than GPT-4. That's not an easy thing to do. Obviously, ChatGPT is a massive product that is really successful, and so being able to compete with them on so many different levels and come up with so many different new features that they're currently not offering or able to do is a really big win. So kudos to the team over Anthropic, and you definitely should test out Claude 2 and see how this might be able to be used in your business.